Well, the first thing to remember, I said, is that we have reached this point in the course of an inquiry into the nature of justice and injustice. Fair enough. What follows from that? Only this. If we do discover what sort of thing justice is, are we then going to decide that the just man must be in no way different from justice itself, but in every way like justice? Or will we be content if he comes as close to it as possible and has a larger measure of it than anyone else? We shall be content with that, he said. So, when we asked what sort of thing justice was by itself, and looked for the perfectly just man if he existed, and asked what he would be like if he did exist, what we were looking for was a model. The same with injustice and the unjust man. We wanted to look at the perfectly just and unjust man, see how we thought they were placed in respect of happiness and its opposite, and be compelled to agree, for ourselves as well, that whoever came closest to those examples would have a share of happiness which came closest to theirs. It wasn't our aim to demonstrate that these things were possible. True enough. Suppose a painter paints a picture which is a model of the outstandingly beautiful man. Suppose he renders every detail of his painting perfectly, but is unable to show that it is possible for such a man to exist. Do you think that makes him any the worse a painter? Good heavens, no. Then what about us? Aren't we in the same position? Can't we claim to have been constructing a theoretical model of a good city? We certainly can. And is it possible for anything to be put into practice exactly as it is described? Or is it natural for practice to have less hold on truth than theory has? I don't care what some people may think. What about you? Do you agree or not? I agree, he said. Then don't keep trying to compel me to demonstrate that the sort of thing we have described in a theoretical way can also be fully realized in practice. If we turn out to be capable of finding how a city can be run in a way pretty close to what we have described, then you can say that we have discovered how what you are asking for can be put into practice. Or won't you be satisfied with that? I know I would. So would I. In that case, what we have to do is try to discover and point out what the failings are in cities nowadays which stop them being run in this way. And what is the minimum change which could help a city arrive at political arrangements of this kind? Ideally, a single change. Failing that, two, and failing that, as few as possible in number and as small as possible in impact. Absolutely, he said.